This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Braves have signed veteran outfielder Alex Verdugo to a one-year, $1.5 million contract, and then they optioned him to AAA so he can get some at-bats and, get going now that he's missed most of spring training.
Yay!
Season's next week, right?
More depth. Thursday. Opening day is Thursday. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I'm stoked, though.
I don't think we should read too much into this. I think it's good. It's a depth sign. They're asking Dave O'Brien and Grant, what's this mean about Kelnick? Kelnick's done, right? And it's like, no, he's not. Kelnick's going to be, unless something happens, I would assume Kelnick will be in left field and Profar will be in right, and then, or vice versa. Then you'll have Michael Harrison center. I just think it's a death. I think you're just getting ready because you had so many guys go down last year. The other thing that I keep hearing, and I had someone, either Knox or Dylan, somebody posted our Austin Dillon interview, and Austin's going to join us every other Tuesday to talk some Braves with us and other things, all things sports. And they were like, hey, Jay Smith-Shawver should be the fifth starter, and he's earned it over Ian Anderson. And I replied to the guy and said, well, you know, Ian Anderson's probably going to be your sixth starter because you're probably going to have a six-man rotation again. I keep saying this. I am dead set that you can't tell me otherwise, that I think we're going to have a six-man rotation in baseball. In 5 years, literally every team will have six men in their rotation.
Yeah.
I just believe that's where we're going. Wins don't matter as much anymore like they used to as a pitcher stat.
Longevity period doesn't matter.
Because it's non-existent.
Because it's not a thing, right.
And I think that's the way to get it. We saw it. Chris Sale might be the case study, Mike.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. Spencer Strider also fits in that boat. You are trying to preserve, and really, with the and this all goes back to the expanded playoffs. In every sport, every single sport has expanded the playoffs. Every single one of them. And it goes back to how important is the regular season. And when it comes down to it, more important than regular season wins is having starting pitchers healthy by the time you get to the playoffs. I mean, it's way above anything else you could talk about. So I'm with you on that. You look at, you know, A.J. Smith-Shawver, you're going to need upwards of 50 players to make it through the season, period. And that's, you know, obviously with the staff and position players, especially with what the Braves went through last year. So Verdugo's good. And it's so funny because I asked you guys this question earlier. I really think it's a lot like Jamal Agnew being added. Like, you might need him, you might not. But
nice to have the insurance.
Yeah, they have good track records where they haven't been good recently. That's what Verdugo has been. He was really good in 2020, fell off a little bit in 21, fell off more in 22, 23, 24, and has had been on a slow downward trajectory ever since then. That's why he's available to sign on March 20th.
And they're hoping that if Verdugo ever has to come up, he gets the Alex Anthopoulos bump, which, if you're not familiar with that, anytime Alex Anthopoulos signs a player that seemingly done or has been injured or fallen on tough times, Alex goes and finds him, and somehow he goes through, like, you know how Nick Saban used to bring in fired head coaches at Alabama, and they would become a offensive assistant or a defensive assistant?
Yeah, an analyst. Yeah.
And Nick would rehab them, and then suddenly they're back out, you know, winning games as head coaches again. That's kind of what Alex Anthopoulos does for baseball players. He's like, oh, you know, it's tough times, huh? Come to the Alex Anthopoulos School of Rehab, and we'll get you back. And then they go out and win a Cy Young, they go out and Tyler Matzek, you know, has one of the greatest postseason innings in the history of baseball that he pitched against the Dodgers in the NLCS to close it to help close it out in Game 6. And so that's where Verdugo is headed. That's where they hoped Kelnick would be. That's what they do. Arcia had a bump 1 year, and then he relapsed. So I don't know what to tell you.
It's the same thing as what we talked about with the James McCann signing just the other day. It's like, you know, hopefully you don't need him, but you could. Nice to have him in the back pocket. We've got our thumb, you know, in the hole.
Where's our thumb?
Pause.
And what holes?
You know what I mean? I was trying to say I don't want to be the little boy with his finger in the dam.
You're trying to steal Reese Witherspoon's line from Walk the Line.
Yeah, Walk the Line. Oh, we've got our thumb, you know, in the hole.
Yeah.
I refuse to be that little boy with my finger in the dam anymore.
Yeah, big pause, man. Sorry about that. Yeah, you already know. Yeah. And I'm surprised nobody called it out of me in real time yesterday.
Butchered the hell out of that one, didn't you?
Reminder, today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Hey. Also, a quick shout out to my friends over at Level Lawns, Brett and the guys. I gave my backyard its first cut yesterday, and it looks beautiful. I'm excited. And they hooked it up. They hooked it up back in the fall so that when I got to the spring, it would be beautiful, and it absolutely is. Man.
It
so
is.
Shout out to Brett and the guys at Level Lawns.
It is fescue cutting season.
Fescue season, yes. You know what I mean? Got to get that thing down. Got to scalp that lawn just a little bit in the backyard. All right, so you guys know the deal. It's Fair Foul Friday. I throw out this statement. You guys tell me if it's fair and tell me if it's foul. Got a good mix today, I think, that you guys are going to enjoy. All right, how about this one? We'll start with the Atlanta Falcons. I know that people out there are tired of talking about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, though, on the roster after Labor Day. On the roster after Labor Day. Essentially, is he going to be on this roster for any regular season games next year? Fair or foul? Bo, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go against the grain here and say I think it's fair. I think he could be on the roster after Labor Day because there's still time to make trades. I just I don't know, man. I refuse to dig in and set my feet and die on the hill of he can't be on the roster.
Yeah,
come
it's
opening
tough,
day.
I don't think that is that he can't be on the roster. I think it's something that could happen, but I think it's foul. I think they will figure something out. A team is going to approach them that desperately needs a quarterback, and I think he will not be on this roster. But you know what? That's an even better question for Albert Breer. Sports Illustrated, because he's going to join us at the top of the hour, so I'll be sure to ask him then.
Real quick, do you think it's going to be weird when Kirk Cousins is playing in preseason games as a number two quarterback?
Yeah, I think they'll treat it like you know, like they did last year. Honestly, maybe where you know Penix is not playing last year.
Yeah, good point.
It might be a situation where they do. All right, how about this one? And I want Bo to answer this one first, because Tiff obviously is going to have the answer to this. Yeah. Yesterday we had a long talk about thirst buckets. Right. And we talked about, you know, how many messages in the DMs, and we were talking about somebody that slid into Tiff's DMs. How about this one? After yesterday's conversation, there was a new addition to Tiff's DMs. After yesterday's conversation, somebody else slid into Tiffany's DMs. There was a fresh name possibly on the list.
Oh,
I don't know the answer to this.
I think it's absolutely fair.
You think so?
I was
kind of thinking it was. I threw the fishing line out.
The world is full of thirst buckets.
Who was that caller again? I forgot. Yeah. That was Menti. Is that Menti that said thirst buckets?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I think it was. That is correct.
I knew it. Yes.
That is correct.
Yes. Oh, man.
I love being right.
Did said.
Love it.
Fair foul. Did they get a response?
Fair foul. I did not open that can of worms,
okay.
But thank you
fair
for
enough.
Reaching out and
fair
the
enough.
Creepy person.
Yeah.
Was back. Is back. Is back.
Fair enough. You made it the request line. I love it. All right. How about this one? Dude, my sixth anniversary is tomorrow. All right. We're going to dinner, doing all these things. Fair foul, surprising your significant other with flowers. Fair foul, surprising your significant other. Some people are like, dude, it's just a waste of money. Don't need to do that. Other people, yeah, romantic gesture. What do you guys think? Tiff, we'll start with you. Surprising the wife with flowers.
It's, you know what? I'll say it's fair. That's all fine. Right. I wouldn't call myself a flower person. Even if they're already cut, they would just wilt and get crusty in the vase and I would forget. So, but I'd still take them and it's a nice gesture. It's always pleasant to get flowers.
Show where you're thinking.
So it has to be flowers? I'm going to say foul and hear me out real quick.
All right.
Because there are some people, as Tiff kind of mentioned, she's not a big flower girl.
I'll take them.
But that's like some women aren't big on flowers. Sometimes you need to surprise your significant other with something that really
that she really likes.
Like Amy would love flowers, right? But one of the things I figured out really quickly was one of the most important things to her was a card.
Handwritten card.
You write a little message in there.
Yeah.
And I always write like a paragraph in the cards that I give her. So find what the real thing really your significant other really enjoys and really means something to them. And then do that. And if it's flowers, it's flowers. Great.
Yeah. He's a poet and he doesn't even know it. all right. How about this one? We started off the day, Tiff, talking about her new electric kettle, I think is what
she said.
It was. Electric tea kettle. Tiff will use the electric tea kettle more than she does the Vitamix. She was all stoked about the, what kind of soup was it you were going to make?
Butternut squash. With nodes of cinnamon.
I have yet to see that.
I did make it.
Tiff will use the tea kettle more than she will the Vitamix. Fair or foul, Tiff, we'll start with you.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it the Vitamix specifically for soup or just in general?
No, just Vitamix, period.
I use it every day because I have a smoothie every day.
Is that what it is?
So okay. I do use the Vitamix more, but I just got the...
should have made BOGO first on that one, Bo.
So, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with Tiffany's answer.
Yeah, she probably knows the answer to that one.
I use both every day.
How about this one? This one kind of goes on the back end of that. We were talking about okra yesterday. You guys will one day, and I don't think either of you currently do this, one day grow your own vegetables. You guys will one day at some point in your life grow your own vegetables, fair or foul?
Absolutely not.
I want to.
Okay, here it is. I want to, but I don't like bugs. So maybe if it's an inside,
God, I'm
there's this whole system. But if I had to go outside and garden, I'd probably get stung by a bee. I would get bit by a spider.
Man, I just thought natural ingredients for you.
I would want
you,
somebody else to do it for me.
Yeah. You don't want to be a homesteader.
No, but I do want to. I just know my limitations.
Fun fact, my grandpa has a garden just real quick.
There you go. What do you think, Bo? One day you will grow your own vegetables.
It's fair. I used to help my grandparents with their garden every year. I'd help them do stuff. And the other fun fact is I had a fried okra yesterday. I met Uncle Beaver for lunch. I had to finally pay him for the floors. And we went to JR's, yep. Log House. And the dude. Their country fried gravy, solid. I mean country fried steak with the sawmill gravy, yep. Woo!
Yep.
And the fried
very
okra,
solid spot.
You couldn't, and guess what, Dylan? It wasn't the kind you can mistake for tater tots either.
All right, how about I got a couple more of these I want to get through. Jared Goff will actually be more entertaining than Joe Burrow or Kirk Cousins in this season's edition of Quarterback on Netflix. Jared Goff will actually be the most entertaining quarterback. Tiff, we'll start with you.
I say fair. I feel like he's sneaky, got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I would be a funny guy. Yeah. So we already, Burr, I don't get that sense from him.
He does seem a little more serious, doesn't he?
And Kirk is just more on like the hokey dad.
Goofy.
You know, that side. Yeah. So hokey. I think Goff will be the,
hokey's such a good word.
You know?
Hokey.
Yeah, that sounded like a shot.
It wasn't a shot. I don't think he was a shot.
I'm just razzing you.
Hey, guys, let's go on down. Let's get some pizza. Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
I say it's fair because we've already seen Jared Goff be goofy and funny on Hard Knocks when he was a rookie quarterback under Jeff Fisher and, 8-8, and we ain't going to be 8-8. He didn't even know like what side of the where the sun set. He was like, "Where's it set again?" I mean, he's a goofy dude. I like him.
All right, how about this?
Big Kirkle wakes up dripping like this.
Yeah, Amir Khan, the equipment manager from McNeese, not the state anymore. All right, Amir Khan will be the lasting image from March Madness. Amir Khan, he's already got the NIL deal. He was a big topic yesterday. He'll be the lasting image.
It was everywhere. Yeah. Yes. That will get recirculated
image from March Madness
for everything.
This year.
Foul, Walter Clayton Jr. cutting down the nets at the end of the national championship game.
To finish on this one, how about this one? My daughter just just crushing these right now. She's almost 3 years old. Powdered donuts, mini powdered donuts, fair foul. Just plain and simple. Mini powdered donuts, fair foul.
Fair all day long. I could eat the whole box. I love mini powdered donuts.
My daughter has the same disposition.
Fair in desperation.
What?
I'm not a mini powdered donut.
It's not at the top of the list.
If that is like the only option available, I'll do it just for something sweet. I like glaze.
Max, you're gonna stand by Tiff. I like glazed donuts better than powdered. I prefer glazed over powdered.
All right, look, when we come back here on the